From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is voicing new doubts Russian hackers were behind an effort to influence last November's election. His latest tweeted comments followed a broadcast denial by WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange that a third state party was behind documents stolen from the Democratic National Committee and made public through WikiLeaks during the campaign. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the issue pits the president-elect and Assange against an array of U.S. intelligence agencies, outside experts, and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
There's a pretty stark line that's been drawn, and the president-elect will have to determine who he's going to believe. And the decision that he makes about that, I think, will have long-term consequences for the way he chooses to govern the country.
A Senate hearing on the matter is scheduled later Thursday with intelligence chiefs. Mr. Trump is to receive an intelligence briefing on the matter Friday. President Barack Obama ordered an investigation into the allegations of Russian tampering, which Moscow denies. Two Moroccan UN peacekeepers were killed, two others wounded, by unknown attackers in Central African Republic as they escorted fuel trucks on Tuesday west of the town of Obo. Some 13,000 UN peacekeepers are in the landlocked country as it tries to emerge from years of sectarian violence sparked by a coup by the Muslim Salika Coalition in 2013. Forces allied with Libya's Eastern Administration Wednesday said they carried out an airstrike Tuesday on the Al Jufra air base under the control of the fledgling UN-backed unity government. A spokesman for the National Libyan Army under the command of General Khalifa Haftar said the target was a C-130 aircraft allegedly carrying ammunition, weapons, and militia fighters from Misrata. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led coalition has doubled to 450 the number of advisors assisting Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State fighters in Mosul. U.S. Air Force Colonel John Dorian discussed their role Wednesday from coalition headquarters in Baghdad.
They've advised the Iraqi security forces as they move forward. They remain behind the forward line of troops. You know, as far as specifically where they are, we probably won't get into nth degree detail.
He said the recent deployment comes as phase two involving synchronized attacks from three directions in the Battle of Mosul against Islamic State defenders get underway. Vice President-elect Mike Pence Wednesday said President-elect Trump will begin the process of repealing President Barack Obama's signature health care law, commonly called Obamacare. Pence said the process would be undertaken with care.
It will be important that we be careful as we do that, that we do that in a way that doesn't work a hardship on American families who've gained insurance through this program.
Repealing and replacing Obamacare was a major campaign theme by Republicans during the election. President Obama urged congressional Democrats Wednesday to look out for the American people. One of them is former presidential candidate and Senator Bernie Sanders.
Their theme is to repeal and then delay. Or someday they're going to come up with a new plan. You don't destroy a house without having another house in which people to live.
Senate leader Chuck Schumer said without a replacement at hand, repeal will create chaos for the American people. More than 100 passengers were injured when a New York commuter train derailed after hitting a bumping block or barrier as it approached a station early Wednesday. Jim Southworth is with the National Transportation Safety Board.
The leading truck and wheel set of the lead car or the cab car did derail and did ride up over onto the platform.
11 passengers had to be hospitalized. It is the second train mishap in the region. In September, a New Jersey transit train crashed into a terminal, killing one, injuring more than 100. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has shuffled his cabinet, naming a new economy czar and amid an economic crisis resulting from rampant inflation and food and medical shortages that has sparked violent protests. He also named a new oil minister and a vice president who will take over as head of state if Mr. Maduro is removed from power. French police Wednesday arrested the former Kosovo prime minister Ramush Haradinaj on a Serbian arrest warrant Wednesday for alleged war crimes in Kosovo. And a 105-year-old Frenchman Wednesday set a new one-hour cycling record for his age. Robert Marchand pedaled for nearly 23 kilometers west of Paris to the cheers of hundreds of onlookers. Marchand, born 1911, 3 years before the outbreak of World War I, he claims long life as an athlete, a gymnastic champion, and boxer. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.